Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, we're hearing more from the land of the Daybells and the ongoing trial of Chad Daybell, revelations about a novel written by Daybell, which parallels his life with Lori Vallow, captivated the courtroom, underscoring the enigmatic and intense bond the couple shared. The novel titled The Renewed Earth. That's interesting. So this is not the text messages of John and Elena, I guess. Or it is James and Elena.
Well, he wrote a novel. This is the book.
Oh, I didn't know there was a book. Oh shit! Well,
you don't have it on your bookshelf?
I'm going to now.
I thought you were a fan.
I thought it was just.
Hell?
I thought it was just the text messages. I didn't know he actually wrote a book.
He wrote a fucking book.
Wow. Okay. Well, I gotta read this. The novel entitled "The Renewed Earth." Not only mirrors their relationship, but also shared delusional beliefs, as detailed in the courtroom proceedings led by the FBI tactical specialist Nicole Heidemann. Chad and Lori believe they were eternal companions, theme deeply ingrained in Daybell's novel, where characters James and Elena, portrayed as previous incarnations of Chad and Lori, engage in a divine mission underscored by intense emotional and spiritual connections. The narrative was critically examined in court, with prosecutors drawing direct lines between the fictional accounts and the couple's real-life actions. The bond between them was intense. Two best friends had reunited, and their prior love was reunited in a loving, wonderful, heavenly way, described the novel. Reflecting the profound and often mystical union Chad and Lori perceived in their relationship, this aspect of their bond was further evidenced by their frequent temple visits together before officially marrying, suggesting a ritualistic cementing of their fated reunion. Let's take a listen to some of that testimony.
The state will call Nicole Heidemann.
All right. Tactical specialist, correct? Heidemann, it's been a while since you were here testifying, but you were previously here. Given the length of time, I am going to have the clerk please administer an oath again to you. Thank you.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Okay, thank you. You can be seated.
Thanks.
All right, tactical specialist Heidemann, if you would just confirm whether or not you've watched or observed any trial testimony since you were here earlier on in the trial and testified.
I have not, sir.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone else, including anyone from your agency or any other law enforcement office, about testimony they have given?
No.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Ms. Blake, when you're ready, you can direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Heideman, it's been a while since you were here before. Can you remind the ladies and gentlemen of the jury where you work?
I work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And how long have you been employed with them?
Almost 16 years.
What is your current title or position?
Tactical specialist.
And at some point, did you become involved in the investigation regarding missing children?
I did.
As part of your role, were you asked to look specifically for evidence of wedding planning?
I was.
And who was that wedding planning in relation to?
Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
In looking for that, did you review phone data?
I did.
Did you review data recovered from search warrants?
Yes.
And the responsive documents to those?
Yes.
Did you discuss the case with other investigators, detectives, or officers?
Yes.
Did you also read reports of interviews?
I did.
And in preparation for your testimony today, did you create an exhibit?
Yes.
Ms. Heideman, does this appear to be the first page of that PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Can you tell us what we're seeing on this slide?
This is a document titled Seven Archangels that were found, that was found in the Lori for Style account, iCloud account.
And do we know where this particular document originated?
We do not know.
Were you able to determine if it was sent to the Lori for Style iCloud account?
It was saved as a PDF in the media section on the account, but I don't know I can't say how it got there or when.
Was there something about this particular document that stood out to you in relation to your investigation?
During the course of the investigation, the names Raphael and James appeared for in relation to Chad as an alias for Chad. That was the first thing that stood out.
And was there anything else that caught your attention?
In this particular document, in relation to Raphael and James, the Tuesday appeared to be significant involving their wedding, as well as Malachite.
And is this that same content just enlarged?
It is, yes.
And then what are we seeing on this slide?
Similarly to the previous document, it was also saved in the Lori for Style account in the media section with no really identifiers as to how it or when it got onto the iCloud. It was titled Presiding Council of Archangels. And similar to the previous document, we see the same names of Methuselah, James, and Raphael. But this time it's also in relation to Elena or Angel Lily. And then down on the bottom, again, we have the concept or the symbolism of Tuesday, Raphael and Lily, and the color green.
Do you know when Chad and Lori were married?
It was on a Tuesday, November 5th, 2019.
And on the previous slide, there had been mention of Malachite. What color is Malachite?
It is green.
Did those names, James and Elena, appear in the iCloud account as well?
Yes.
Did they also appear in text messages?
Yes.
Did you learn through the investigation of Chad being referred to as Raphael?
Yes.
And Lori being referred to as Lily?
Yes.
And we last time you were here, we talked about some Google searches you reviewed. Mm-hmm. Do you recall talking about searches for Malachite?
I do.
Do you recall what accounts searched or who the accounts were associated with that searched for Malachite?
Yes, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
And do you recall approximately when some of those searches occurred?
If I recall correctly, Chad's earliest search of Malachite was in March of 2018. And then Chad and Lori both appeared to be searching for Malachite in May of 2019.
And during May of 2019, was Charles Vallow still alive?
Yes, he was.
And was Tammy Daybell still alive?
Yes, she was.
I want to read this thing really bad.
I know you do.
Now that we know there's more to the James and Elena story, because that was hilarious, number one. And there were so many great lines in there, too. I'm trying to think of what...
Well, didn't he have a name for his penis as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
Let me ask you a Daybell question here.
Yeah.
So they believe that they were eternal companions, that they were two best friends that had been reunited. They were in love with each other. They're soulmates. You know, they finish each other's sentences, all these wonderful, lovely things. Great. That's what we all strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they have to kill people? Why couldn't they just say, you know what? We're with the wrong people. We need to realign our lives so that we can be with this person who absolutely completes us. I'm leaving my situation and I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Why wasn't that the end of the fucking story? Why did they have to leave a trail of destruction?
That's the question. I don't think that we will ever.
I know, but I'm just, I don't, I mean, this is what we all strive for in life. You know, we want to find that one person that's how you feel. I mean, so part of me is looking at this like, this is a lovely story that has a horrifically weird plot twist that didn't need to happen.
It's a horrible story, no matter where, any way you look at it, because they get rid of Lori's kids.
Well, exactly.
And they're delusional as fuck.
The love part of it, they found their soulmates.
Well, they think they, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, they think they did.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously killing people and getting rid of your kids is not the right thing to do here, but this tiny little segment of this story to me just sounds like a fabulous romance novel.
Yeah. You know, in theory, but then you get to the other parts of the dead children and everything else. Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, their narcissism allowed them to believe that it was, you know, this is all just, you know, the best thing for them, and that it, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing, and it's all fine and just, and they allowed, you know, they were able to go through with it all. Let's continue on with the fine story here. Legal discussions also touched on the contents found in various iCloud accounts belonging to the couple, where the story of James and Elena was notably prevalent, indicating the deep psychological and emotional investment both Chad and Lori placed on these narratives. James and Elena, quote, were being sealed to each other in the temple. Paralleled Chad and Lori's actual visits to the temple is confirmed by temple attendance records. Let's take a listen.
Ms. Heidemann, as part of the investigation, were you also asked to look at some temple attendance records?
Yes.
And do you know who those records were for?
Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 230. I have a copy for counsel, the court, and a courtesy copy for Your Honor.
All right.
And I will indicate again, this is a printout of what's contained on a PowerPoint. Or jump drive. Or excuse me, not that one. In looking at those records, the 230, do you recognize those?
I do.
Are those in fact some documents that you reviewed?
Yes, they are.
In relation to the attendance records, was there a specific time frame you were asked to look at?
I received a subpoena return, so I don't recall off the top of my head what the time frame of the subpoena was, no.
And you just looked at the responsive documents in relation to the subpoena parameters?
Correct, yes.
Your Honor, I believe that these documents have previously been stipulated to.
All right. Any objection to the admission of Exhibit 230?
No, Judge.
Exhibit 230 is admitted.
And in your review of these, Ms. Heidemann, did you end up, were you specifically looking for dates that Chad and Lori were at the temple together?
Yes.
And in your review of these, did you end up creating a summary exhibit?
I did.
And do you believe that it would aid you in your testimony today?
Yes.
And do you believe it would aid the jurors?
Yes.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 394. Again, I have a copy for counsel, the court, and a courtesy copy for Your Honor. This is the one that is has a jump drive as well.
Very well.
And if I may have the witness shown a copy.
Yes.
And Ms. Heidemann, does this appear to be an accurate depiction of the exhibit we were just speaking about?
It does.
Your Honor, I would move for admission of State's Exhibit 394.
Any objection?
For demonstrative purposes, Judge?
Yes, I think is that correct?
It's a summary exhibit.
As a summary exhibit, is that Rule 1006?
Yes.
Okay. It can be admitted as a summary exhibit under 1006. Thank you.
And Your Honor, I would ask permission to publish from the jump drive.
Yes, you may.
I think. And Ms. Heidemann, when you look on here again, and I think this depicts when Charles Vallow passed away, Were there temple visits where Chad and Lori were both at the temple prior to Charles passing?
Yes.
And how many visits did they have at the temple prior to his passing?
Three.
In relation to that first visit, was there anything that stood out about that one to you?
Yes. In a story, so that temple visit corroborates some information, some evidence in a story where Chad and Lori or James and Elena are sealed in mid-November 2018 in the temple.
And when we talk about the story, what story are you referencing?
It's a story that law enforcement has termed the James and Elena story, just for ease of reference. It's a story of James and Elena and how they meet and the initial relationship.
And so there was indication that James and Elena were at a temple around that same time?
Correct, yes.
And then in relation to that April 27th visit, can you see which temple they were at depicted there?
Yeah, the Houston, Texas temple.
Was there something about that particular one that caught your attention in relation to the investigation?
Yes, and there was an email sent from a KK Walker email account that was created by Lori requesting Chad visit or come to Houston to speak at a children's camp in Houston on April 27th, 2019.
And when you're looking at these temple visits, do you know how the visits are logged?
It's my understanding that there are access or cards that they scan that is unique to each individual, and it captures the date and time of the scannings.
And you were reviewing the records of those scannings?
That's correct, yes.
And with these first three, were the scans of Lori and Chad's cards relatively close together?
Yes.
And when I say relatively close, could you give an approximation?
Within seconds to a minute or two.
And are you aware when Lori moved or about when Lori relocated to Rexburg?
Approximately September 1st, 2019.
And are you aware when Tammy Daybell died?
October 19th, 2019.
And between Charles' death and Tammy's death, how many temple visits did you locate where Chad and Lori were together?
Three.
Was there anything different about the timing on any of those visits in relation to the scanning of the cards?
The September 17th visit was a little bit longer. It was approximately 25 minutes between I apologize, I don't remember who went first, between Chad and Lori scanning their cards.
And then subsequent to Tammy's passing, did you locate another temple visit?
Yes, on October 29th, 2019.
And in looking at these, why were you looking at them? What were you trying to look into?
We were looking at, again, to sort of corroborate other evidence in the case, as far as, like as mentioned before, the James and Elena story. Also, sort of the steps taken to be together in this relationship. There's travel to different states here. So just the lengths they went through to be together.
I think Chad wrote these unpublished books as well, just to kind of further groom people.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of that is about. I mean, maybe he thought one day he'd publish it or something, but it seems like, you know, Lori was so into the James and Elena text messages that, hey, if I start writing these books, I can further solidify this bullshit.
God. Seems like a lot of work to go through, though, doesn't it?
But then that's all you got to do. I don't think he had many other hobbies other than, you know, burying raccoons in the backyard and children. During the trial, the narrative of their supposed past lives and predestined missions brought to light their unique and shared belief system, which prosecutors argue may have motivated their alleged criminal actions. The belief system was intricately linked to the couple's real-life planning and execution of their future together, including their marriage on the Kauai beach on November 5th of 2019, with rings symbolizing their union and mutual spiritual path. The courtroom was shown evidence of their communication, which often included expressions of deep affection and discussions about their mission and the symbolic nature of their relationship. For instance, a text exchange in July 22nd, 2019 revealed their anticipation of living together in a setting reminiscent of Hawaii, a place they equated to paradise and possibly a new beginning away from their past lives. Yeah, and without their children. as well.
Yeah, wait a minute. Which past life?
Which one?
The one in reality with the kids? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, they had like, what, 7 or 10 past lives or some bullshit like that? So, yeah, you never really know.
Hard to keep track, man.
It truly is, but I'm sure we'll have more craziness. As the Daybell trial continues.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Modo.us. Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us. Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto. MLB.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!